This week on Indian Times, how a baby begins life after birth affects the rest of the baby's development. The Baby Friendly Initiative recognizes that. It was begun by the World Health Organization and UNICEF. It currently has made inroads in 152 countries, including the United States, and now Oklahoma. The first hospital to make the grade is Claremore Indian Hospital. Georgiana Sweetwater, who goes by Gibby and is from the Pawnee Nation, is the nurse manager for OB Inpatient Services and the Women's Clinic.
Well, I personally started to work here 2 years ago, August. And when I applied for the position, the CNE, which is our chief nurse executive at the time, asked me if I would be interested in undertaking the Baby Friendly Initiative, that it was something that was being promoted through IHS. And I said, yes. And that is where I got involved with the Baby Friendly. Prior to me starting working here, was here for 1 week on orientation, and the next week was in Albuquerque learning about Baby Friendly. The workshop was great. It gave us an opportunity to work with the 13 other IHS facilities that also deliver babies and do maternal and child care inpatient. It was an opportunity to meet up with some people that I had known before. I previously worked with IHS and was out in the Navajo Nation at Crown Point. It was great.
The workshop was where Sweetwater learned a surprising fact.
One of the things that was brought out of the last 20 years is an increase in the rate of diabetes, obesity amongst our young people. And there's a direct correlation and tie to formula feeding.
Jenna Meyer is a lieutenant in the U.S. Public Health Service and works at Claremore Indian Hospital. She is also the lactation consultant and Baby Friendly Initiative coordinator.
My goal was to help implement the 10 steps to successful breastfeeding, which were established by the World Health Organization and UNICEF. And they're comprehensive steps 1 through 10 that when all of them are implemented, we are essentially establishing the best environment to promote successful breastfeeding and the highest standards in maternal and child care. To begin that was basically rewriting and updating our policies on maternal and infant care and prenatal education and postpartum support services. We worked on staff education, which is the foundation. Our staff need to be up to date. They need to be very strong in their skills needed to assist moms and babies in the initial period after birth. We began a 15-hour educational program and then 5 hours of clinical skills checkoffs to make sure that all of our staff were educated and prepared to begin implementing the policies that we had established. We made sure that all of our moms, regardless of their feeding choice, were getting education prenatally. They were informed about our new practices, which were immediate skin-to-skin after delivery, and that we promoted exclusive breastfeeding. We got away from supplementing formula or encouraging any artificial nipples of any kind. We leave mom and babies in the room together. We don't take babies from mom unless there's a medical necessity. And we began offering postpartum support groups and linkages so that when moms leave the hospital, they have resources where they can get help if they need it.
What do you think is the most important aspect of this new program?
I would say education. We need to empower our moms that this is something they can do. And when they're informed about the steps and what will be going on, they're more successful.
That was Gibby Sweetwater and Jenna Meyer talking about Claremore Indian Hospital, the first hospital in Oklahoma to receive certification as a baby-friendly hospital. Two families fighting for custody of a 3-year-old Cherokee girl have filed a mediation agreement in an effort to determine the best way to raise the child. Dustin Brown is trying to prevent his daughter Veronica's adoption by a South Carolina couple. The U.S. Supreme Court says Brown cannot use the Indian Child Welfare Act to press his claims, but a Cherokee Nation court has granted him and his family custody of the girl. Cherokee County Court Clerk Shelley Kissinger says paperwork was filed in state court, noting that a mediation agreement has been filed. Matt and Melanie Capo Bianco appeared with Brown and his family in state and tribal courts on Friday. Both families left the tribal courthouse without commenting. The little girl was not seen at either hearing. Oklahoma's governor and the principal chief of the Cherokee Nation have signed agreements that will allow tribal citizens in all 77 Oklahoma counties buy a Cherokee Nation license plate. Two compacts were signed Friday by Governor Mary Fallon and Principal Chief Bill John Baker. They authorized the Cherokee Nation to be the first tribe in Oklahoma to offer car tags to its citizens statewide. And here are a few upcoming Native events. The 2013 Indian Country Business Summit takes place on Monday and Tuesday, the 19th and 20th, at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tulsa. For more information, go to their website, summit.aicok.org, or Google Indian Country Business Summit. The American Indian Exposition starts this Thursday, August 22nd, and goes until Saturday. It's held at the Caddo County Fairgrounds in Anadarko and is now in its 82nd year. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.